What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
Can we hear him okay?
Hello, everybody. There he is.
Hi.
Hiya. Say hi to Hal Sparks.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Hey, there we go. That sounds good.
Uh-oh.
Hal came through.
There you go.
Boy, from what you've been sharing on Instagram.
Oh,
no.
Oh, dear. We're going to have to... Charlie, hang on.
Deep state establishment.
Let's try
again. The deep state establishment is going after Charlie's connection. That's what it is.
Yes.
I have this happen all the time, usually when I'm riding on a hayride.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah.
Oh, somebody wrote me a... By the way, Charlie, hang up. Try again.
Hang up and try again, Charlie.
Someone wrote me a combination love-hate letter. Let me explain why. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love sexy liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Hates me because your internet connection sucked and you weren't able to do your Saturday show and her entire life was ruined.
Oh, no, yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, we need the best high-tech hotel we can possibly get. I can't just do it when everybody's asleep.
Right.
This seems to be the way Fugelsang was able to do it. Apparently,
yes.
My show is on when people are awake and care.
And using the bandwidth.
Yes.
Yes, I
like
apologize.
A bunch of
I can't
jerks.
Control the internet connection in every hotel, and I apologize. But I ruined someone's life Saturday, so we're going to try and make sure Al gets on.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Any hotel owned by a tech billionaire where they have a secret layer underneath the building should be fine.
Exactly.
Any place with a that's actually a CIA front would be good. They have fiber optic, I think.
Charlie Pierce, Supreme Court watcher, we'll try to get him back on. But you retweeted Ian Millhiser, who said, thanks to a decision by the Supreme Court today, it's no longer safe to organize a political protest in the states of Louisiana, Mississippi, or Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I blame voters on my side of the aisle that shrugged off 2016 or voted for Stein because this missile was launched then.
Right.
Thank you.
Same thing with Roe. Like, I got to say, like, the shock and horror, I understand when it happened that you were shocked to hear the news. But the shock shouldn't be about that it happened because it happened in the voting booth in 2016. And the fix for it is going to happen in the voting booth this year, period.
Yeah.
And it might even take a couple of years to, like, whether one cycle. If we manage to get enough of a majority in the Senate and the House, we'll be able to, you know, codify Roe into a law that protects women so that they're not officially second-class citizens, which they are in the country right now. A woman has to decide what state, you know, what rights she wants to have by the state she moves to. Women can only move to certain states right now because you're limiting your experience. Men don't have that problem at all. Not at all. And that's only fixed this election cycle and over the next, you know, maybe at the midterms, depending on how long it takes us to get enough people in office.
You also tweeted about this whole, you know, because that's the other thing, the Gaza thing. Like, oh, Democrats aren't, progressives aren't, Muslims aren't going to.
Right.
And you were talking about the protests and you said they're not pro-Palestinian, they're pro-Hamas.
Right.
Some of these protests. I mean, I just thought this, Biden's wins tweeted, new reports are indicating President Biden was instrumental in bringing together a coalition of UK, Jordanian, and Saudi Arabian pilots to shoot Iran's drones out of the sky.
Right.
President Biden's leadership on the world stage has been unparalleled.
Yeah.
I mean, any issue and tell me how it wouldn't be 1,000 times worse.
Right. Well,
with
and never mind the fact that, you know, the primary negotiating point of the United States under Joe Biden has been the hostages have to play a part in a ceasefire, period, end of story. You don't get to just pause the fighting because that's what Russia wants in Ukraine. It's the same thing. You can't just get away with it. You can't, you know, you got to give us something in exchange, namely innocent humans.
Yep. Charlie, hello, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yay!
I had to go to the Phantom Zone for a few minutes, but now I'm back.
Okay, good. Yay.
Anyway, judging from your social media content from Minneapolis, mm-hmm. I am dreading what happens to the statues when you guys do the Washington show.
Yeah, there are actual, like, historical statues in Boston.
We're going to find you at the Lincoln Memorial giving the poor guy a lap dance, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. You don't even know what I have planned for Rocky in Philadelphia. But listen.
Yeah. Or Paul Revere in Boston.
Huh? I beg your pardon. Outside of the Masonic Temple in downtown Philly, there is a giant Ben Franklin, and he was a great guy.
Yeah, he was. He really was freaky.
Yeah, you can go see Big Ben inside. He's the big one. You're
gonna I'll do a Boberting demonstration.
Absolutely. Luckily, he's wearing an apron, and it's made out of bronze. Otherwise.
All right, Charlie, thank you for the warning.
Pop 10.
Yeah, we got talking about the Middle East for a second, Charlie. Chris Jackson tweeted, according to a recent book, Joe Biden isn't just the president of the United States. He's the West's father figure who foreign leaders call for advice and look to for assurance during mm-hmm. situations like we currently face. Mm-hmm.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you know, Charlie, it isn't just what a complete disaster Donald Trump would be on the Middle East and every other subject. It's how really good at this Joe Biden is, right?
Well, yeah, that's the flip side of the coin, isn't it? That's the entire Western world is looking on him like the chief from Little Big Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Seth Abrams.
This is my son. Please see that he does not go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Seth Abrams said Joe Biden's trying to be POTUS while also fighting off Donald Trump's shadow administration, Steve Bannon's insurrection plotting, the fascist Project 2025, the Trump Netanyahu MBS MBZ Putin collusion axis, and not for nothing trying to rescue us all from Trump broke. No mm-hmm. kidding. Right. I mean, and with one of the thinnest legislative majorities ever. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. I mean, there's a lot on the old man's plate, and it ain't, Wikina. It's a big old,
Yeah, these are substantial, these are your medications, not your meals.
Right.
And yeah, it's and I think it's important to notice, like, Ukraine funding is real funding. That's all going to go through this week.
Yep.
It's going to come up for a vote. All of it's going to pass. There'll be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth, but it's all going to pass.
Yeah.
And stack that with the infrastructure bill, stack that with the rescue package.
So Mike Johnson caved. So, Charlie, does that mean Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming for him by the end of the week or what?
I just saw an item that says that Marjorie Taylor Greene has another Republican.
She's got a co-sponsor.
Yeah. And that means he's going to need Democrats.
Yeah.
Which will sort of be like, you know, hanging yourself on the way of jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
So maybe Donald Trump could be convicted the same week that he's vacated from the chair.
Right. Also, for the record, it makes it more likely that the other funding packages will pass because he needs Democrats to stay in the position. He's also going to have to play ball with us as far as getting Ukraine funding and the other funding bills go through. Because if he doesn't, why would they save him?
Right.
And
Charlie, we're talking about the trial, but I mean, not only, did he try to incite violence again, all hell's going to break loose in 72 hours. And, you know, there's like 12 crazies there, one of them in a dinosaur costume. He's fallen asleep an hour in. I mean, this is just...
Is that the dinosaur costume who flashed?
Yes.
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 Oh, man, that's already a legend out here. Are you kidding? But I think my man Lawrence from Dorchester has pretty much put paid to that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps taking a stroll down there on the mornings of courts and things and doesn't see anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know, and just describes him visually. Charlie, this is quite serious. I mean, have you seen the pictures of him in court? He just does not look good. We just played this.
My own family's experience with, you know,
me too.
My father and all four of his siblings.
Yeah,
yeah. I see more than a little symptomology going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and also the, you know, just the slurring of words we were talking about. We played a bunch. What was the one? Let me just hear this one again. I'm not even sure 11. What he was saying. 11? Yeah. Hang on.
Just this week, it was reported that an illegal alien, and you just look at this, what's happening.
I think he meant illegal alien.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he was going for that, but, you know, you couldn't convince a panel of experts that he really knew what he was saying.
Yeah.
I think it was illegal ad lib by accident. I think that was it just ran aground. You know what I mean? Like he just steered that ship into Speech Island, and it just like hit some reefs on the way in. And he's like,
I mean, it was no fashionable
portion,
magnified portion, and fashionable tape, whatever mm-hmm. that was.
Right.
Well, wow. You played it earlier when he had Robert E. Lee speaking in a brogue.
Yeah, right.
Don't fight uphill, me boys.
Don't fight uphill, me boys. Don't you do.
What the hell? Do you think Robert E. Lee was at the Easter Rising or something?
He was a leprechaun pirate. They're the worst kind.
And technically, of course, Pickett's charge did have to go up a little hill. Mm-hmm. But that was after they marched a mile and a half.
Right. It was the walk that did it. He should know this from golf. Oh, wait, he doesn't walk.
Their worries at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Charlie, you quite seriously, because you were so kind to me when, you know, I was going through my mom's Alzheimer's, and I'm just saying there was a part of this that's really not funny. I mean, I guess you recognize it, these stories that don't make sense, the slurring mm-hmm. of words that, you know, and you look at this.
Well, when you add the contributing factors to Alzheimer's, which is drug abuse,
yep.
and also, you know, stress,
mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a fairly easy diagnosis, I think.
And a guilty conscience. And I gotta feel like there's an element of, because every time he seems to be afraid of what they're going to show in court, I always get the feeling he's more afraid of what they don't know yet.
Right. Yes.
He seems really panicked about if they start digging, what they're going to find is way worse than this stuff. Like, I can cover all this BS.
Yeah.
But if they really start looking at who owns my buildings and that kind of stuff, and that's where I think the panic comes from, and that's the stress.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, in addition, this whole, you know, the expanded role of National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In this rat humping.
Yeah.
Is really going to be interesting to watch.
How many other stories they kill?
Stories about Marco Rubio now, mm-hmm. and you got to know Lindsey Graham's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But also, you know, Charlie, you forget about the Karen McDougal. This was two affairs that were mm-hmm. going on right after when the Access Hollywood tape, you know, dropped. I mean, his campaign would not have survived it. It was, mm-hmm. you know, so that's the thing is you just, I keep saying the feeling like anything could happen this year, whether it's medically, right. legally, like I just, there's stories coming out, Charlie, people on behind the scenes with him know he's not mentally or physically fit to do this.
Right. Right.
So
well, that's betrayed by videotape at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, for anybody except, you know, women who wear dinosaur suits and flash, you know, at demonstrations, can see the guy is not all there.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why they keep selling that Biden.
I'm perfectly willing to admit that Joe Biden has lost more than one step. But my God, he's not like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, and what I always find fascinating, and this is very symptomatic of Alzheimer's patients, is his efforts to get back on the rails after he has one of these episodes. He has a certain number of phrases that he goes to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that happens, like muscle memory.
One time my wife and I took my dad to McDonald's, and he clearly couldn't read the menu and didn't know what was going on, but he knew he was at a restaurant. And so he, when they asked him what he wanted, he pointed at my wife and said, "I'll have what she's having."
Mm-hmm. That's covered.
People with Alzheimer's develop coping mechanisms that are really remarkable.
We always joke that he's like Pee-wee Herman. Yeah, he's like Pee-wee Herman when he falls off the bike. I meant to do that.
Yeah. He's always been that way because of his ego cover. The issue that he has also is, you know, besides that, is that he's going to burn himself to the ground trying to fight it also. And that's somebody who's, you know, the head of a big political party in this country who's going to – he keeps bringing up how Joe Biden's not going to make it to the finish line or the starting line, and he mixes those two up. But I honestly think that's his thought. Like, that's his fear.
I've said that all along, how I'm not sure, you know, Charlie, he's going to be the candidate. I loved Leonard tweeted, "It's fitting Trump's hush money trial began on tax day because it's time for that bastard to pay up." Mm-hmm. It does have the feeling of justice and karma.
OJ dying right before.
I think it's better than even money now that he doesn't make it to the election.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he makes it to the convention.
Yeah. Right. I've always said that.
They can't let him get up there and make a speech at the convention on national television.
Right.
Yeah, I want to hear.
That could be catastrophic.
Right.
There's
not enough Adderall in the world to get them through
They're going to do an edited Sean Hannity town hall. That's what they'll end up doing.
Nazi decongestants or whatever it is.
Yeah, Pervitin, right. Yep, Sudafed and Adderall crushed together into
none of them Nazis had allergies, let me tell you.
Yeah, boy, did they.
Nazarol, whatever he's on. Yeah. Okay. Charlie, we cannot wait for Boston Sexy Liberal, where you're going to bring a dish to pass, which will be...
That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm still trolling for Kennedy, so
keep your
lines open.
Bring the Kennedy you were assigned to birth, being from Boston.
I haven't assigned him first. That's the thing. They don't tell you.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
It's like a secret Santa thing.
Your guardian angel's name. I mean, mine's probably named like Harry or something.
Mm-hmm. Get Zippo. Bring Zippo.
Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guardian Kennedy out there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I got to track him
Kennedy.
Down, or her down.
and you know, dish to pass Senator Warren is always good for someone that you have, thrown into me like a spear. Previously. All right, we love you.
No, I threw you into
her. You threw me into her. You did shove me. You actually shoved me, I will say that. But you were correct, because I would have missed her otherwise.
Yeah.
He was like, go!
Yeah.
You're going to miss her.
Right.
Yeah. All right, love you, Charlie Pierce.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Bye.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.